This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Maybe God's asked you to do something where you never get noticed. Maybe God's asked you to do something where you don't really seem to get that much appreciation. Let's don't look to people for our reward. Let's look to God for our reward. You know, we all really, in different ways, we look forward to reward. A lot of times it's just little things, but you know, when we leave today and we fly home, I'm looking forward to a good meal. I'm looking forward to having what I lovingly call a pajama day tomorrow. I'll just kind of hang out in something real comfortable and have a nice quiet day and recover and light a candle. It smells real good, and light my fireplace because it's cold in my city right now. And I look forward to that. That's part of my reward. That's part of what helps me recover. Are there any of you that want to have a job and never get a paycheck? We look forward to that reward for our hard work all week. The Bible even talks about farm animals, and it says don't muzzle the ox when it's treading out the grain. In other words, don't put a muzzle on it so it can't eat. If you want something to keep working, it's got to have a reward in its life. And might I just throw this in? You might remember that with the people maybe that serve you or work for you or even your children. Don't just get all over them when they do the wrong thing. Reward them at different times in their life for doing the right thing. I love to live with expectation. I really don't know what I'd be doing right now in my life if God hadn't taught me that it's good to expect Him to do great things. David said, I wait on the Lord. I expectantly wait on the Lord. It's not wrong to expect reward in your life. 1 Corinthians 3:8 says, He who plants and he who waters are one in importance and esteem, working together toward the same purpose, but each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Everybody say, I've got a reward coming. And you know, here's the good thing. Each one of us gets a reward for doing what God is asking us to do. And what God is asking you to do may not be something all that exciting. You might look at other people and think, well, boy, that would be exciting. Maybe God's asked you to do something where you never get noticed. Maybe God's asked you to do something where you don't really seem to get that much appreciation. Let's don't look to people for our reward. Let's look to God for our reward. Let's don't look to people. People should appreciate you. But you know what? Even if they don't, God appreciates you. We need to look to God a lot more than we do to people. You know, even when I feel that I need encouragement, oh my gosh, I can remember so many years getting aggravated at Dave if I didn't feel like he was encouraging me when I needed it. Any of you do that? Nobody does that. I guess you don't do that. No. Anybody ever get aggravated because you don't get the appreciation you feel like you need? Well, people should appreciate you and they should verbalize it. But you know what I found out? If you try to make them give it to you, they're only going to resent you. But if you go to God, and see, the good thing about your relationship with God is you can be open with Him and you can talk to Him about anything and you can share anything with Him. So I can go to God and say, you know what, God, I'm just tired. I've been working hard. I don't feel like I've really had that much appreciation that I feel. Can you send me what I need? Now I'm not going and getting mad at Dave because he's not giving it to me, but I'm going today to God, and God can work through whoever He wants to bring it to me. And it's so much sweeter because then I know it was from God. It wasn't something that I squeezed out of somebody through trying to manipulate them and control them. I'll tell you what's going to be a major payday when Jesus returns. Woo! Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you know, I don't mean this to sound morbid or anything even associated with negativity, but, you know, because I'm well into the latter part of my life now, I mean, actually, to tell you the truth, the longer you're here, the more tired you get of it. Just all the nonsense out in the world. It's just like I get tired of listening to the news. I get tired of cranky people. No wonder the Apostle Paul said, it'd be better for me if I could go, but for your sake, I'm going to stay. But isn't it wonderful to not have to be afraid of death, but instead to actually look forward to the time when you're finished here? I mean, I want to stay here as long as God wants me, and I'm not trying to die or looking to die. That's not what I mean. But it is good to be looking forward to promotion and to see leaving this earth as a promotion rather than something that's going to be a terrible loss to you. I don't know exactly what heaven's going to be like, but man, I read it every now and then. No more tears, no more crying, no more pain. I am so looking forward to getting out of this aching body. Amen. I don't want my feet to hurt anymore. I don't want no aches in my back. I don't want a headache. And I feel good. I'm not like a sick person. But you know what? You've only got one of these, and the older it gets, the more you feel things. Is anybody there? How many of you are looking forward to no drama, no emotional drama from everybody? I mean, I am so done with drama. It's like, really, people, just suck it up and move on with your life. We've all got our problems. No more crying, no more tears. Perfect love. Nobody mad at anybody. Wow, is that ever going to be a major payday? And to live in God's presence. Come on, look at me. You're somebody that's going to live forever, and you're going to see Jesus face to face. All I want to do this afternoon is encourage you. I want you to go out of here excited. Something good is going to happen to me. I've got a reward coming in my life. Revelation 22, 12. Behold, I, Jesus, am coming quickly, and my reward is with me. He's coming with rewards to give to each one according to the merit of his deeds, his earthly works, and his faithfulness. Now, here's the thing. Please understand this. You're saved strictly by grace. It has nothing to do with anything that you do. If you don't understand that, then you can never even get a good start with God. By grace are you saved through faith. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We're made right with God totally by the grace and the mercy of God, and not according to anything that we do. But the proper way to understand relationship with God is when you realize what he's done for you. How amazing it is that God sent his only son to die for you, to take the punishment for your sins and misdeeds, and literally for the sins of all of the world. While we were still yet in sin, he died for us. When we didn't care anything about him at all, when we're totally ignoring him and living a life of sin and loving it, he died for us. You know, the Bible says if he did all that while we were still in sin, just imagine what he might do for you now that you at least care a little bit and are making some little tiny effort to do what's right. We don't receive salvation through our works. But we do receive rewards for our works when we get to heaven. So there is a motivation for doing what's right. Number one, you want to please God. And just to show appreciation for what he's done for you. But you know, I'm kind of like, whatever the best is I can have, that's what I want. And so whatever's available in heaven, I want to make sure that I'm not lazy here on earth and then I end up missing it. I want to have the best that I can possibly have. And I don't think that's a wrong attitude. I think it's a great attitude. And when you realize how amazingly wonderful it is to have God in your life, then you want to serve him all the days of your life. I don't know about you, but I'm spending every day of my life not any longer trying to get everything I want, because I've been there, done that, and I can tell you what, you can get everything you want and you're still not going to be happy. The only thing that's ever going to make you truly happy is to have a right relationship with God. That's why I can boldly say to people watching, or maybe even in here today, if you do not have a right relationship with God, you're never going to be happy. Even if you're living in sin, knowing that you're doing something that's against the word of God, but you're living in sin because you think that's the thing that's going to make you happy, it is not making you happy, and you are not happy, and it will never make you happy if you're honest with yourself. You'll know that you're not really a happy person. You know, just getting your way doesn't make you happy. The only thing that really can give you real joy and peace is knowing that you're right with God. To the best of your ability, and that doesn't mean you need to be perfect. Jesus was perfect for us, but it does mean that we should get up every day of our lives and we should serve him with our whole heart and do everything that we can to do all that God wants us to do. That's what it means to be a serious Christian. Being a serious Christian is about a lot more than just going to church once a week and praying desperate prayers when we get in trouble. You haven't got anything better to do with your life than give it to Jesus. You know why? The amount of time you spend here is nothing compared to forever. Nothing compared to forever. God rewards those who do what's right, the Bible says. I read you this earlier, but Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary and become discouraged in doing good. For at the proper time we shall reap if we do not faint and give up and give in. You know what? If you're the only person, I want you to listen to me. If you're the only person that you know that's trying to do what's right, you keep doing what's right. Because you've got a reward coming. Amen? If you're the only teenager in your high school that seems to have any moral conscience at all, and you're trying to do what's right, even if you grow up and you do not have one friend while you're going to school, I'll tell you what, you've got a friend that will never let you down, and you're better off with him than everybody else that you can come up with. Some young person's going to hear that, and it's going to encourage them and make a difference for them in their life. Satan will arrange for us to be rejected by people. That's one of the greatest hurts that people can have. You want to do what's right? People come against you. When God called me to do what I'm doing, I lost every friend I had, got thrown out of my church. You know, it was an exciting time. It was really exciting. And I remember times of being on the kitchen floor on my knees and feeling the pain of that rejection so bad that I didn't feel like that I could stand it. But I felt something in my spirit. God's got something for me, and I don't want to miss what God's got for me. Even if I have to give up everybody else on this earth, I don't want to miss what God has got for me. Come on, don't miss what God's got for you just to be accepted by somebody here on this earth that's not going to care about you anyway when it all comes right down to it. If you're the only believer in your family, don't you back down. If you're the only person on your job that seems to have any moral courage at all, don't back down. No matter how much fun people make of you, no matter how much you're persecuted, you stick with it. You know why? You've got a reward coming. The time is going to come. I'll tell you a quick story that I like to tell. I worked at a company many years ago. This actually was before God called me into ministry, but even back then, I had a love for God. I didn't know anything really about serving God, but I wanted to do what was right, and I had a certain reverential fear of doing things that I knew were against the Word of God. And I worked at a company where the boss wanted me to help him basically steal some money from a customer. And many times out in the world today, you're kind of given the message, if you don't compromise and do what we want you to, then you're not going to be promoted, you're going to lose your job, you're not going to have any friends. How many of you feel that pressure? Okay. So I'm going to make this quick because I've told this story a number of times, but it was a bookkeeping accounting situation where a customer had overpaid their account, and I was in charge of sending out the statements every month. And he wanted me to not show that we owed them money and send them a statement that had a zero balance on it and us just keep the money. Well, I ended up telling him, and he was not a Christian, I can't do that. I am a Christian, and for me that would be wrong, and I can't do it. I would feel like that I was stealing their money. Well, obviously, the look I got was not very pleasant. It was obvious that I had upset him. And I expected all day for him to come out and fire me before the end of the day. But because I did what was right, God rewarded me. And long story short, I ended up getting promoted until nobody had any more authority in that company than me, other than him. Only he had more authority than I did. Let me tell you something. If you stand up and do what's right out in the world, it may look to you for a while like you've lost, but you will win in the end. Come on, does anybody need this today? Anybody need this encouragement to stand firm and stand up for what you believe is right? We've got too much moral compromise out in the world. We've got to stand strong and not let the world scare us. Can I tell you the truth? You can do without any of them if you have to. Well, I don't want to be lonely. Well, I don't either, but I'd rather hang out with God, who I know loves me, than a bunch of people that I don't trust who are just trying to control me and manipulate me. You stick with God. You do what's right, and you're going to have a reward. Psalm 58:11. Men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Woo! Surely there is a God who judges the earth. Matthew 5:6. Blessed, joyful, nourished by God's goodness are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. For they shall be filled and completely satisfied. Wow. Do you know how wonderful it is to lay down at night and just know that even though you didn't have a perfect day, you missed it in some points, that you really did try to do your best for God. You made some hard choices and you stuck with God, and man, you're going to get a good night's sleep. I was reading a couple of the Psalms this morning, and in each Psalm that I read, David said, I will both lay down and sleep in peace. I like that. He didn't just lay down. A lot of us lay down, and we don't ever sleep. He laid down, and he slept in peace. I've been in bed with a guilty conscience, and it is not comfortable. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It's much better to choose the hard thing during the day and get a good night's sleep than it is to go with your flesh and do what's easy and then roll around in bed all night and not get a good night's sleep. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. See, I don't even think it's so much that we do everything right if we want to do everything that's right. I don't do what's right all the time. I make a lot of mistakes. I have bad days. I have flesh days. But I am sorry. As soon as God convicts me of wrong behavior, I'm sorry. I repent. I don't want to act like that. I want with all of my heart to do what's right. And you know what? I believe you do too. I don't think you would have taken a Saturday to be here if you didn't want to improve and do what's right. And you know what? You've got a reward coming. You know what it is? You're going to have a satisfaction. Woo! Those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be completely filled and find a satisfaction in their life that nothing else can give them. The righteous will be rewarded with peace. Isaiah 32:17 says, and the effect of righteousness will be peace. And the result of righteousness will be quietness and confident trust forever. James 1:12 says, blessed, happy, prosperous, and favored is the man who is steadfast under trial. He perseveres when he's tempted and tested and tried. He's faithful to the end. And the Bible says God will give him the crown of life. And listen, if you have to live in a tiny apartment that's not big enough for you all your life, you're getting a mansion when you get to glory. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't think we think enough about heaven. I really don't. I think we need to encourage one another a little bit more that this is all going to be over a lot quicker than what we think it will be. Don't waste all your time here trying to get things that are perishable and are going to disappear in the twinkling of an eye. You know, the Bible says really that the Bible doesn't put it like this, but in essence, this is what it's saying, that everything that's here on this earth is already decaying and passing away. Let's invest now for eternity. Let's spend our time now doing things like what you're doing here today, so when you go back out in the world next week, you can go as a better representative of Christ. You've got a reward coming. You've got a reward coming in your life. Come on, we're almost done. The rewards of generosity. Man, I got 7 or 8 scriptures on that. Just listen to this. Oh, just listen to this. Bring all the tithe, the whole tenth of your income into the storehouse, that there might be food in my house, and now test me by it, says the Lord of hosts, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing so great that you cannot contain it. Well, there it is. You give up something and you get more. And if that's not enough, how about this? And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. Your stuff's going to last longer than somebody else's. When the repairman comes to your house, he may fix 2 things for the price of 1. God's going to give you favor. That's another reward that we get in our life, is divine favor from God. Don't you love it when you go in a restaurant and they put you in the best seat in the house? Don't you love it when, I don't know, they drop your fork and decide to bring you a free dessert? Don't you love it when you go shopping and they say, you know what, there's going to be a sale that doesn't start till Monday, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the sale price now? Don't just take those things as coincidence. That's part of your reward. Come on, you got a reward coming. That's part of your reward for serving God. Well, God sees everything that you're doing to serve Him. If you seek God and refuse to give up, you will have a reward in your life. Today, we're offering you the Battlefield of the Mind Psalms and Proverbs. They're taken from the Battlefield of the Mind Bible that we did recently. But this is just Psalms and Proverbs. And a lot of people really love that because there's so much practical instruction in Proverbs and so much comfort in Psalms. And it's good to carry around with you and have handy. We're also offering you a CD called God's Word for Your Life. It's always good to know what God promises. Now I'm going to be back right after this with something that I want to talk to you about.
Today we're offering two resources that will show you how God's Word can change your life. In this Psalms and Proverbs edition of the Battlefield of the Mind Bible, Joyce combines her insights with the poetic wisdom of Psalms and Proverbs to help you apply Scripture in your everyday life. We're also offering a God's Word for Your Life CD. Join Joyce as she reads more than 100 Bible verses on 25 topics that will comfort and strengthen your soul. This package is available for your gift of $25 or more. Call us 1-800-727-9673 or visit us at joycemeyer.org.
If I were to ask you if you love your life, what would your answer be? I believe that Jesus wants us to love our lives. But if you don't like what you've got, continuing to do the same thing is not going to give you a different outcome. And I want to encourage you today to get my new book called Living a Life That You Love and see what the changes are that you can make that will start to give you wonderful results in your life. Why not get your copy today? Well, today is the National Day of Prayer, and I'm so glad that we live in a country that still wants to call people together to pray. It's an opportunity for people all across America to come together to pray for our country. And this year, we have a great theme. The theme is unity. And boy, do we ever need more unity all over the world. Based on Ephesians 4:3, the Bible says we are to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So join me in prayer, please. Father, we thank you for the country we get to live in, for the freedom that we have and the privileges that we have. At this time in life, there's a lot of turmoil, a lot of lack of peace. And we pray today specifically for our leaders, that there would be unity among our leaders. We pray for people in general, that they would make every effort to get along and not just find reasons to disagree and not get along. We pray for unity for America, and we pray for unity in other nations. Let us please you, God, by making every effort that we can to get along. We love you, and we thank you for what you've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, God bless you, and you have a wonderful day.
I love that magazine she sends out.
There's something in there for everybody.
It's just brought about so much change in my life personally.
It's always an encouragement for you to want to do more ministry.
Get your free subscription to Enjoying Everyday Life magazine today at joycemeyer.org. Read encouraging articles from Joyce, updates from Hand of Hope, and much more.
Reading through the magazine confirms for me that God's at work.
We hope you have enjoyed today's program. Please contact us or visit joycemeyer.org to share your prayer request, see the conference schedule, or partner with us in sharing Christ and loving people all across the globe. This program has been made possible by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.